With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits rose last week.
The Labor Department says filings for unemployment claims for the week ending March 30th climbed by 9,000 to 221,000 from the previous week's 212,000. In total, 1.79 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended March 23rd, a decline of 19,000 from the previous week. Despite the increase in filings, layoffs remain at historically low levels as the labor market continues to move along despite elevated interest rates.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, rescuers still searching for missing people after the earthquake in Taiwan. 10 people died, more than 1,000 were injured. On the health front, Amylyx Pharmaceuticals, the maker of a drug for Lou Gehrig's disease that recently failed in a large study, will pull the medicine from the market, acknowledging it did not help patients with the deadly condition. In consumer news, there are things that Ford is doing and not doing about electric vehicles. Rita Foley has more.
Ford will delay rolling out new electric pickup trucks and a big new electric SUV. Electric vehicle sales have been slowing down, so Ford will instead add hybrids to its lineup. Gas electric vehicles. Hybrid sales grew 45% from January through March. Industry analysts say many buyers who want EVs already have them, early technology adopters and people who want to cut emissions. Now, they say, automakers have to convince skeptical mainstream buyers to go electric. I'm Rita Foley.
The Dow ahead 140 points and the NASDAQ up 165. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group is on a terrorist watch list.
The University of Maryland's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism has a long list of identified terror groups, and amongst them is Students for Life of America. Two members of the group were arrested in 2020 for writing the words "Black Preborn Lives Matter" on a sidewalk. That was apparently enough to put the SFLA on the list. A spokesman says the group is considering legal action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds nearly 90% of Jewish parents with kids at high school say they are rethinking their children's college plans in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Many college campuses exploded with anti-Semitism after the attack, and many parents say that will impact what school they send their kids to. The survey released by Hillel International also reveals that nearly 20% of Jewish parents might not let their children go to college at all. This is SRN News. The recent killing of an Iranian officer has Israeli officials on high alert. We have the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israel has raised its defensive posture to high alert in the aftermath of being presumed to be behind the assassination of a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Leaves have been canceled for combat soldiers and many serving in intelligence. And recently released reservists have been recalled to active duty. Israel's cyber units have altered navigational apps to confound weapons using GPS guidance systems. Iranian voices threatening severe retribution against Israel include President Raisi. Israel's domestic intelligence agency reported a plan to assassinate National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and attack Ben-Gurion Airport and government buildings. At least 11 have been arrested, mostly residents of central Israel. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.